البيان راديو presents the following program presented by شيخ وليد ملحم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. عشرة أسباب لمغفرة الذنوب ومحي آثار السيئات. 10 ways sins are expiated and your sins can be erased, or ways that your sins can be expiated and erased. Number 2, sins are expiated when the slave seeks forgiveness or seeks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. So here, simply saying al-istighfar, the kalima of astaghfirullah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي بنفسي بيده إني لا أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه أكثر من 70 مرة. In another narration, 100 مرة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم states, swears an oath by Allah, by the one whom my soul is in his hands. Verily, I seek forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 70 times a day. Another narration, more than 100 times a day. Al-istighfar. This kalima of saying astaghfirullah. And we know that not only this kalima expiates the sins, also it is something which, or it is a phrase which completes or perfects actions, or it, you can say, amends shortcomings. We know when we pray our daily salawat after al-qiyam, after surah al-fatiha, al-ruku' wa-sujood, and so forth, after we finish with al-taslim, we say astaghfirullah, 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 seeking forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the shortcomings that are in the prayer. Now, seeking forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with yani al-istighfar is incumbent upon the believer throughout his day. Of course, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون, that all the son of Adam, yani every son of Adam makes mistakes, and the best of them are those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. But here we're speaking about al-istighfar. Now, the best of phrases of al-istighfar, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, is Sayyidul Istighfar. And these are from, or this phrase, or this hadith, or this dua of al-istighfar is mentioned in the morning and in the evening. In our morning remembrances, adhkar al-sabah wa adhkar al-masa, the morning and the evening remembrances. And this is us by stating, because the hadith mentions that whoever does this in the morning and passes away before the evening will be forgiven. And the one who says it in the evening and passes before the morning will be forgiven. What is this dua? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, Allahumma anta rabbi, O Allah, you are my Lord. Affirming the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-rububiyya, Allahumma anta rabbi. La ilaha illa ant, there is none worthy of worship except you. Testimony of yani the shahada, that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kalima, you're praising or you're glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant. Khalaqatani wa ana abduk, you have created me and I'm your servant. So you're reminding, confessing that you're in need of Allah. You're a servant and Allah is your master. خَلَقَتَنِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعَدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ. And I am upon the covenant, the promise. وَأَنَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِكَ وَوَعَدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ. I'm upon the covenant and the promise that is between us, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the best of my ability. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the souls of Bani Adam from the back of Adam alayhi salam. And we all testified that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one deserving of being worshipped alone. So we have a covenant, we have a promise between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is that if you die, من قال لا إله إلا الله موقنا بقلبه دخل الجنة أو من لقي الله لا يشرك به دخل شيئا دخل الجنة. Whoever says the kalima of la ilaha illallah and does not partner with Allah enters the paradise. The one who meets Allah and not partnering with him anything enters the paradise. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise to you and I and to the believers. نسأل الله تعالى أن يدخلنا الجنة اللهم آمين. فهي اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. Now here, أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. Seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we should be. Whenever we slip up, we make a mistake, there is no refuge from Allah except to Allah. لا ملجأ من الله إلا إليه. When we slip up, we, rather than running and fleeing from Allah, we run to Allah. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. I seek refuge in Allah from the evil of that which I did. Okay, confession. Praising Allah at the beginning, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the testimony of faith, upholding the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how you're a slave and a servant of Allah. then here, أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. I seek refuge from the evil of that which I've done. And we need to confess. So look here, the confession in this dua. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي. And I confess, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أبوء لك. I confess, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remind myself. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي. That your countless blessings over me. I confess the blessings that you have bestowed upon me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أسبغ عليكم نعمه ظاهرة وباطنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered us with his blessings inwardly and outwardly. And you're confessing now the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed you with, from يعني breathing and health and food and drink and clothing and family and shelter and things we mention and things we don't mention. It was all a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي. And I confess and I remind myself and confess. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي. And I confess my sin. وأبوء بذنبي. And I confess my sin. Not anybody else's sin. Not somebody who commanded me to do it or somebody who encouraged me to do it. You're the one in charge of your action. And you'll be the one held accountable for what you do. ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. And no one would take the burden, okay, and be accountable and take this heavy load of a sin other than yourself. The one who performed it will be accountable for it. وأبوء لك بنعمتك عليه وأبوء بذنبي. And I confess my sins. وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي. Oh Allah, forgive me. فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. And verily, no one forgives sin except you. So here, subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, you're reminding yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who forgives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in al-istighfar. I'll read this dua one more time. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. So the second way of attaining, inshallah, your sins or ways your sins can be expiated and erased is by seeking forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.